Talk to me, church. That tells you the value of your word. And that's what God said. See, it took his word to reveal his name. Amen? And so we know that his word is sure and his word is active. It is very proactive. It's at work, and he's going to accomplish everything that he's determined to do. So I'm happy about that. So tell your neighbor, get ready to get activated. Get ready to get activated. You know, I look at it this way. You know, we're kind of moving along in age. And if we're going to do anything, as we looked at a picture today, I showed it to Apostle Murray and Pastor Vera. That picture was taken in 1984, 33 years ago. Now, bro, we had a whole lot of hair then, man. I mean, a whole lot of hair. I looked at that picture, I said, where did my hair go? But it was one of those Sons of God conferences, and I still have the picture from that, and some of the apostles and bishops are gone on to be with the Lord that was in that picture. But nevertheless, there's some of us still here. And so that means that your assignment is not completed yet. You still have some work to do. But I would advise you, don't wait too long. It's time for activation. Don't wait too long. Because, you know, we can talk about what God is going to do. And we'll be talking about that forever.
Come on.
The only thing that he's going to do is whatever you allow him to do through you.
That's right.
That's what he's going to do.
That's right.
Because spirits don't work too well in this earth without having a body to work through. Amen? And we happen to be some of the bodies that he's working through in this season of time. So I just want to encourage you. There's much to do, and we can all participate in that. All right? Let me introduce my dear friend to you, Michelle Pearson. She's from Branson, Missouri, and she came to meet the family here and also to meet my family, my brothers and my sisters. And so you know what that means. we call it meet and greet. Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad that she's here tonight and able to meet the family here. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. From November until now, I have been in the tent with Abraham. And there are things that the Lord has begun to talk to me about in the life of Abraham that I want to share with you tonight. At least share some of it. And at least just introduce this to give it a framework in a 21st century setting by which we can relate to this man that we call the father of faith. And many of the modern teachers of faith, they will tell you that, of course, they're descendants of Abraham, and all of us, we really are descendants of Abraham. And so let's take a fresh look at some of the things that God said to him, all right? In chapter 12, and I want to read verse 1, 2, and 3. And I want to give it to you from really the New and Living Translation. The New and Living Translation. Now, whatever translation you have, please follow along. The Lord had said to Abram, at this point his name is not changed yet. He had said to Abram. And clearly here, the tense of the verb is that this is not the first time that God has had this conversation. And most of the time when God is talking to us, it's really not first mentioned necessarily. But he comes back with the same conversation because he's provoking us unto obedience. So therefore he had said unto Abram, look at these things. Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family. These three distinct markers here. Your country, your relatives, and your father's family. And go to the land that I will show you. He didn't even tell him exactly where it was. And thus he's got to trust God. He must walk by faith and not by really information that he possesses. And then here's a sevenfold promise in the next portion here. He said, and I will make you into a great nation. Now think about this. This man did not even have a child yet, boy or girl. And God is telling him here, I'm going to make you into a great nation. He said, I will bless you and make you famous. I'll bless you and make you famous. Anytime you see the Lord coming from the position of blessing, that is covenantal language, that is the language of a father speaking to his sons or daughters. He's a blesser. In the New Testament, it said that God sent Jesus Christ to bless us. And I firmly believe that we're blessed with so many things. Paul said, in fact, that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And all that simply means is that the heavens is the place by which God treasures every blessing, and he releases it from that dimension. And from there it comes into the earth to the recipient to work in that person's life. And so we know that God has blessed us, past tense. It's not something that he has to do necessarily future, but it unfolds, of course, in the future. And he tells this man, Abram, he said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you famous. Now think of the number of people who their only motive and desire is to somehow become famous. Now it's one thing when you're trying to do it. It's another thing when God tells you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. He said, and you will be a blessing. That is the fourth element of this. In other words, you will become not just one that is a beneficiary, but you will become a benefactor. You're actually going to become a blessing. Heart and center of the life of God. For instance, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Now, if I tonight was to write you a check for $1 million, place it in your hands, and it didn't have any rubber attached to it, how many of you would consider yourself blessed at that moment? But you know who actually is the more blessed one? Me, the giver. So either you can live in a blessed state or a more blessed state. That's up to you. All right? And so he tells him that you're going to become a benefactor here. And then number five, he said, and I will bless those who bless you. I will bless those who bless you. And then number six, he said, and curse those who treat you with contempt. Now, being that God will take care of the enemies, I don't have to deal with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you hearing me here tonight? Absolutely. You see, oftentimes when people arise against us, we figure we got to take care of the matter. And the Lord says, no, no. If they treat you with contempt, I will deal with them. Uh-huh. Don't take matters in your own hands. And then number seven, and he said, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Now, these are the seven promises that God gives him when he's sparking him to movement. You see, if the Lord can get you moving, then he can guide you. But if you're still, it is impossible for him to guide you. If you're stationary, if you're put, if you're set. And I realize that there's a time.